Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while, and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off. Seven on, seven off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time.
Yeah.
And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof,
well,
which we love. Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions.
Yep.
So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production, again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, Punters and Dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers,
dude,
you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, geez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast. Braved the elements, battled fucking the worst car parking in history. And you know what? That's a massive... Jesus, Dave, Flyner. That's a massive exaggeration. But does anything get the blood boiling? It's like traffic and not being able to find parking, I feel. It just...
Well, parking. It's parking, I think. Parking.
Well, traffic as well. But parking then just got my blood fucking... Do you know what
the difference is, though... This is the difference. Like, traffic just delays you. Parking can change all your fucking plans. If you can't get a fucking park, we go, I can't even. I'm going to go do something else.
Traffic, traffic can as well. Like, if traffic's bad enough and you have plans, those plans need to be cancelled as a result of the traffic.
Never. I've never had that. I've never had to cancel plans because of traffic. Well, I just get there late.
What if you're like, yeah, exactly. But what if your plan's for dinner at 7 and you're not there till fucking 10? Then plans have changed.
Nah, that never happens. Whereas the amount of times I've gone to go to the beach, can't get a park, we're not going.
Really? You just go, we're going home.
Fucking oath I do. Can't get a park.
That's why living in Bondi was so good. That was never an issue.
To the point where I'm like, I'm not going to the beach on the weekends. Like, unless you pick a beach that you know will be favourable, or you're up at first light.
Yeah, if you've got kids, you'll make it to the beach. You get there early, you kojack a car park.
Otherwise, in 40-degree heat, 35-degree heat, I'm not fucking driving around looking for a park.
And then you got to park fucking months and miles and days and
you can
days
luck
and
out. Months away from the beach. You can luck out. You can get a bit of fucking luck and be on your side.
A rockstar car park.
You can get a rockstar car park.
Have you got the...
Rockstar car parks exist. Yeah, they're a thing.
Do you know that the trick? They're like to fucking channel the spirits of the gods to try and like get yourself a park when you're looking? You open and close the glove box.
Heard that. Yeah. I've heard that before.
It works more than I care to fucking acknowledge. I didn't do it then.
I don't use it enough. Is it like a white rabbit sort of operation when you want to get
white rabbit is the biggest wool pull of all time. Now, I don't know what it is, but I attract smoke around bushfires. And white rabbit is bullshit. I don't know if white rabbit even makes it fucking come to you more.
Yeah, I don't think it works. I'm not a big believer in white rabbit.
No, but I'm a glove box man.
But you're a glove box man.
I didn't then though, I forgot. And so I just took someone's car park and I'm...
Supposedly, I heard that you're better off just sitting in one spot, picking a spot you'll sit and then just waiting. Like in a car park, apparently instead of driving around looking for one, just sit and wait and someone will walk out.
But there's nowhere to sit. So you basically just have to block the fucking
No, it obviously depends. But if there's sort of two lanes of traffic going up one thing, you can just sit with your hazards on, people go around you.
But you're a piece of shit for doing that.
If there's room, it's fine. If there's room. Like if you can go around you.
Yeah, I know. But that's still, you're just sort of slowing down the whole process so you can just sit and wait. Like that's, whilst that may be the most effective way to do it, that's not the way the system works. And so by doing that, it's like when some motherfucker, that guy, chucks the Yui and steals my car park. It's like, sure, you can do that, but that's not how the system works. And that makes you a bad person. And it shows you as when there's no like immediate interpersonal, like if the world started to fall apart, that sort of a person is the first one to turn on you.
Someone stealing your park off the back of an illegal Yui is not the same thing as sitting with your hazards on.
I think that it...
No way.
What I'm saying is, it's not the same thing, but it is the abandoning of the process, which we have come to accept as... What if every piece of shit was just propped with their hazards on waiting for a car? It'd be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's a good point. You can't all
have it. That's what I mean. Can only you do it? Yes.
You know,
I don't know. It could become just some real orderly line where the front person just takes whoever's first.
Like a surfing lineup.
But do we ever trust society to be that civilized?
Never ever. Never ever.
It's relatively civilized.
Only if you're the only person doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which isn't going to be the case.
There's always someone breaking the rules. Good point.
Yeah. All I was saying, though, about shout out to, again, Steeden for the Hello Sport Ball. I'm playing with you. Pumped it up finally.
Ripper. All you're saying was what?
That, like, if you're the sort of person who does the U-turn into a car park, then yep. you're also the sort of person that if the world, like, if we hit an apocalypse, you'd be the first person I'd probably shoot because you can't be trusted. Like, your mindset is just...
Well...
You. It's you and you alone.
Yes. They'd be very selfish. Yeah. And in an apocalyptic setting, they're probably only get it more selfish.
Yes.
I think they're likely to get more selfish than less.
Correct. So you have to shoot them. But maybe that's the, how you survive in an apocalypse, is being as selfish as possible. Like, is it working together? To a degree, yes. But does selfishness maybe afford... Like, you can't be completely utopian.
I think that the working together thing would be rarer than you think. Like, look at the fucking shit fight that we ran into during COVID when people just, like, lost their minds and started fucking hoarding, like, 50 packs of toilet paper and shit. Like...
But those people... The thing is that... Like,
we only ran out of shit because people took more than they needed.
I know, and I but
almost as if the shops would never be open again.
I wonder whether that was reflective of a really selfish minority as opposed to the majority of people who just go, well, I don't shit that often, so I'll just take what I need. As opposed to the selfish minority who had fuckloads of toilet paper.
I think it exasperates on itself. So, like, I think there's people that get in there and take a fit, like, more than they should.
And then,
other people see them taking more than they should, so they're like, fuck, maybe I got to take more than I should. And then there's less than people to go around, and then people are like, well, there's not much now, so I've got to take what's left.
Yeah. The people who took shitloads of toilet paper, or anything for that matter, food's a little different, but actually it's not really, because it's not like the fucking world was falling in, even though it felt like it. But the people who took more than they needed should really have to, and like would start punching on in the fucking Woolworths and stuff. They should be made to answer for their behavior, for their crimes. Like, I'm not saying you got to go to prison, but you need to be like sat in front of the entire nation and be made to explain why you think that that's cool. Because it was kind of like publicly stealing off the other people, off the rest of your society. Yeah, but
people run on emotion, dude. People aren't running that way. People are like, it's fucking fight or flight shit, I reckon. Like, people aren't like making this active decision to be like, oh, fuck everyone else.
When you're taking fucking heaps of toilet paper.
They're not
paper.
Thinking about it that way. They're like, I need this for me. That's it. People just go inward as fuck.
Right, so that's something that's like...
But that's how they would explain it. That's exactly how they'd explain it. They go, I thought I needed it. I thought there wouldn't be any less. Do you know what I mean?
You can't hop in a shower and rinse some of it off.
But you're being too rational now. I'm explaining what these people clearly did. Like, you're implying that, like, fuck you, everyone else. I don't think it's that.
I think there has to be an element of that.
I think it's less that than you think. Maybe. I think it's more I'm looking after numero uno than fuck you.
Yeah, I'm with Eddie.
Because fuck you's like, not many people are as sadistic as that.
No.
That's like I want to see the world burn shit.
Mm.
They just don't even think about other people.
No, exactly.
It doesn't cross their
Which
mind.
Is in itself selfish, but not sadistic.
It's not premeditated. It's just
no,
like,
no,
I'm a fucking...
That's like, then that's like evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not even self-aware enough to be like, fuck these guys. They're
Which
like,
is crazy to me. Like... To not even be self-aware enough to realize that you're like... And then when someone... You'd see someone be like, yo, there's no more toilet paper left. Like, you've got fucking 50... Can I have some? And they'd be like, fuck off.
They'd be like, no way, bro. No way. People aren't very self-aware. People are less self-aware. As evidenced by the fact that we were running out of shit constantly. You couldn't get dunny paper for weeks.
No, that was weird. That was weird. And there were times when you were like, oh, shit, dude, we're running low. Like, we're running low on toilet paper. Wonder if there'll be any there. And I was never concerned in the
You'd
sense
You'd have to be there at first light.
Yeah. But that was also the problem as well. They had to put on special fucking...
Hours for old people.
For old people. Like, that's the thing, though. When you have to start doing that shit, like, how don't people... Like, when they're speaking about it in the news about how there's this stuff's going on, do those that are doing this, that are perpetrating this, not realise that they're the ones that are the problem? Or are they thinking, well, fuck, I have to if everyone else is doing it? Do you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah. I get it.
Are they self-aware enough to realize that they are causing the problem, or are they reacting to the problem?
But then they're also, but it might even be more subtle than that as well. Like, every time people go to the shopping centre, they wouldn't buy more than one large packet. People might have gone from one to two. And that's enough to,
and
like,
that's enough
compound
to throw out, yeah, the fucking...
That would be enough, I think, to throw out the numbers.
Yeah, maybe that's true. Well, that's
interesting.
Definitely
true. Very interesting.
Very
stuff,
interesting. Anyway, welcome back to the Thursday pod.
Welcome back.
Home of fucking...
If you took so much toilet paper that you still haven't had to go back to the fucking shitter...
You're a piece of shit.
You're a fucking shame on you.
People would also do it with hand sanitizer, where, like, guys were stockpiling it and then trying to sell it to fucking...
Can I ask you this on hand sanitizer?
You can. I did sell it for a hot minute.
Have you incorporated it into your life?
No, it's done.
People made out like we'd be hand sanitizing for the rest of our days.
Because it was seen as the front defense against COVID, whereas now it actually doesn't fucking do shit.
But I mean more from the perspective of people were like, this is just a healthier way to go about your business. It'll become routine.
Maybe I do I definitely do more. It's certainly around more. I don't know if that's because I've also got babies though as well, where like germ city. So that we've got like some antibacterial spray that we use. Sanitizer gel, I don't fucking do. And there's like foams, but like I wouldn't use that unless I have to. Unless someone's like, you've got to fucking sanitize. Like when we went to the doctors the other day for Zoe, it was like, you got to sanitize to come in. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. But the expectation that the new world was going to just be everyone had the sanitizer next to the soap on the fucking kitchen bench or whatever.
Yeah, you'd sanitize into every store you went into.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People want to get back to like being normal, I think, as quick as possible. Masks are that thing. Are what?
Masks piss me off.
Same.
I hate wearing masks.
I'm fucking over masks now. And I'm not saying that, like, I don't know whether I should be or shouldn't be, but I'm like, 200 cases, we're all fucking double vaxxed.
Well, I don't think we need to wear them anymore. Dior will look that up for
us.
Is
that a rule, though? Are we off masks? Because I was in...
With masks.
Dude, there were still cunts wearing them everywhere.
Yeah, nah, people wear them. But I think
we still
have to.
No, I think we still have to, dude.
I think you still do in, like, indoor settings and stuff. Hang on.
Didn't they fast forward those December rules?
Nah, so... the updated rules as of 5 days ago, I think this was posted, was all people in New South Wales over the age of 12 have to wear a face mask when in an indoor area of a premises other than a place of residence, in an indoor area on common property for residential premises, public transport, vehicle used for public transport, working in a hospitality venue and dealing directly with members of the public, domestic commercial aircraft.
When do we have to stop wearing them?
I think 90%.
We've hit 90.
We've hit 90. We've hit so it's 90. Not that.
Yeah, yeah, we've hit 90 when second dose. 90? A couple
like
of days
two
ago.
2 days ago?
But, like, there is a real lack of logic around the mask mandates in terms of, like, don't have to wear them while you're sitting down. Have to wear them while you're standing up. Fucking...
I tell you what was fucking... What was just complete and utter bullshit when, like, when we opened at 80%. You'd have to wear one to go and get a beer... But you didn't have to wear one sitting down.
But that's what I mean.
What
though,
the
right?
fuck are
that's,
you talking
that's
about?
That's complete bullshit. Like that is dumb. And the fact that it's like people are just
They also don't work.
No, they don't. They apparently the best chance that you have with a mask. And this is even when I was legit selling fucking masks and sanitizers during last year. Like I was in the fucking PPE game. And when we were buying them off these companies and like speaking to fucking getting TGAs for like certain masks we're bringing to the country and all sort of shit, it was like, they do not work. Like they don't stop anything. If you have it, they may minimize you spreading it. But if you don't have it, you can still get it. And also you can still like, there's also like, I can walk into fucking Woolworths with a sock tied around my fucking mouth and that's considered a good enough mask.
Well, like that's the other thing. We had the cheap, shitty ones, and like you'd be struggling to find one. You'd find one under the fucking seat, or you'd find an old dirty one.
I've been using this fucking P2 for like 6 months, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, literally. And it'd be scrunched up in my pocket. This thing was hanging on by an inch of its life.
Yeah.
This thing wasn't up to code. I dare say most people rocking around were rocking masks that weren't up to code.
Bro, every mask that you see like sold in a packet, like not a medical one, just sold in a packet with like patterns on it and all that sort of bullshit, none of them are fucking. That is just cloth over your face. Like, they don't actually do anything.
It's crazy. But everyone's like, and I still wear it. Like, I think most people, I would assume most people still wear it because, like, what's the rule? I don't want to get fucking, like, reamed by someone. But
I don't know if I'm breaking the rule or not, but I've, and maybe this makes me a bad person, I don't know. But I'm dropping it.
I have.
I've dropped it from the repertoire.
Whenever I go into like cafes and stores and shit, I'm not wearing it. But I did, I went into Audi yesterday and I was like, oh fuck, I'm just going to bring it with me and then just suss the fucking vibe.
I wore one into Harris Farm the other day because I was like, I'm around food. People are just going to stare at me the whole time.
Yeah, I don't need it. But that's the problem, right? I'm doing this not because it's actually working, but because I don't need the grief.
But everywhere else, I'm like, I'm not.
No, fuck it. And I'm appreciative of the places now that are like, not checking vaccine passports and shit. It's like
I walked in the news agency the other day, no one in there. Like even the staff weren't wearing one. I'm like, good energy.
Good. If you're at 90% vax,
Well, that's what I'm saying. Make any sense.
But why would you also need to check for vaccine passports if we know that 90% of the state's vaccinated?
Well, because it's the law, and they'd be getting in trouble.
No, I get that. But I'm saying if, like, from a legal standpoint, if you know that 90% of your state's vaccinated, just like,
well,
look, we're good.
Well, because they set the date ages ago. It's December 1st.
Which they push back, actually,
yeah,
I think.
So masks will stop.
Oh, it's the 15th.
Yeah, 15th of December or 95% double vax.
No masks?
Whichever comes first. No masks besides public transport, planes and airports. That makes sense.
Why? Why does that make sense?
I don't know. It's like tightly packed with a lot of people. The air recirculates.
You're going to get it if you get it. I don't understand.
But, like, you might not.
The plane thing might be to, like, appease fucking, you know, other states and shit.
It's, like, super weird how it can just transmit or not. Like, my brother's girlfriend, I don't know if I've said this before, she got it. They lived together, shared the same bed. He didn't get it.
Has he been tested for antibodies and shit?
I don't know if he's been tested for antibodies.
Because, like, we've got a friend as well, Henry, who his missus, they were in New York when it hit, and then they fucking came back because it was like, we don't know what the hell's going on here. So they came back. She had it. He came back first. She got it, came back. Then they went and just isolated for, like, a couple of weeks in, like, somewhere down the coast. She got it, and he lived with her for, like, just in a house, and he didn't get it at all.
And was this before he was vaccinated as well?
This was fucking like
his antibody test?
Wow.
That's the thing. I don't know if he has been antibody.
Ruby has the antibody test, and she's had it. She doesn't.
She didn't even know.
No. Anyway, masks suck. That's all I'm saying.
Well, they do. It's just like
I just find them annoying.
And I also don't have very cartilaginous ears. It's like they're kind of weak. So I'm walking around like fucking Dumbo.
Oh, because they peel forward.
Because they pull my fucking ears forward. Now, I know that's a very self-absorbed concern when it comes to the overall health of
it. It is self-absorbed.
But I can't help that.
You're looking
but
like
all
Dobby.
Mask concerns are self-absorbed.
Like Dobby.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't like hot fucking air getting breathed back on my face.
Yeah, exactly. That breathe, that hot. And everyone walks around with their fucking noses out or their mouth out anyway. Like, it's just on the chin.
Because people need a fucking bit of fresh air.
I know, dude.
People are begging for it.
It's like one of those.
That's why the mask down.
It's like walking around in like a.
I wear one down here on my lip.
Yeah, it's like walking around. It's like spending your life in like one of those Taiwanese smoking rooms. Like airport smoking rooms.
Oi, punters and dribblers.
Like the old studio.
Yeah.
Punters and dribblers. If you haven't been to an airport smoking room at Singapore Airport.
Yeah.
You haven't experienced one of the dankest parts
of Earth. Yeah, one of the like most fucking heinous points on the planet.
It is so fucking humid.
Smoky. Like it's humid, but then there's like a dry smoke and
it's
smoky.
Thick.
Yeah.
It's like custard. And then you get in there and there's smoke everywhere and there's blokes in there just
pounding
Malvarez.
It's not the environment I wanted to smoke cigarettes in. You know what I mean? In terms of like, it took all of the enjoyment of cigarettes out of it and just like it just shone the light on how gross the fucking behavior was.
I haven't finished a dart in there.
No, dude. And it was like, I remember being over there and I'd bought those fucking Super King cigarettes or whatever the fuck they were. You know, they're like the extra long darts. Did you ever get them overseas? Where it was like a normal dart, like a tailored, but they were just an extra fucking like inch or so long.
No. What? So more enjoyment?
No, just fucking more dart. That's
yeah,
all. More enjoyment. But like, I had accidentally got it. I don't think you need more dart.
No,
I think
you don't need more dart.
I think one dart is like a dart is a dart, and any more of that.
Well, dart's a dart. You know what a dart is.
Yeah. If you need, just smoke another dart rather than having a longer dart.
Well, back to back darts is exactly.
Well, back to back darts I used to do, you know, when you're on the piss. But
well, of course, that's different.
Just in an airport smoking room. Nah, that shit's fucking disgraceful.
Thick as custard.
Thick. And the guys in there that are just like, just desperately. And you, I mean, like, obviously you're already smoking, so it's gross, bad for you. But the secondhand smoke in that room.
Oh, man, it'll kill you.
It was all you were breathing was smoke. Like, you didn't have oxygen.
Oh, it'll kill you.
And because it's mixed with, like, the breath of these, like, just.
Dude, the room was breathy as fuck.
Oh, breathy. Oh, beyond breathy. Dave, you'll look this up. I think they're sort of saying that cigarettes. When will cigarettes stop being sold in Australia? It's not that far away.
You reckon? They'll outlaw it. Why? But they make, like, so much money off it.
Yes. They don't, though.
From the tax?
Yes. The tax is basically designed to phase people out.
Is it, though? Yes. That's where I'm trying to work it out.
It's a tool.
Do you believe that tool?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because the fucking. The healthcare system, the money that they would pay, right, fixing people's fucking lung cancer and shit, or treatment, would be astronomical.
Would it be more than the tax they get from...
Dave will tell us.
Cigarettes. Because that's an interesting question. I don't know whether it would be. They almost might be like, the juice is worth the squeeze. We'll just keep these bitches rolling.
I will find out. I feel like...
That's why it's fucking crazy, though, when you think of shit like marijuana not being legal. It's like, the amount of money you motherfuckers can make off this is insane.
It's madness.
And like, there are actual medical benefits to it. There's no medical benefit to darts. Like, what are we doing?
Well, that's the difference. Because the medical expense associated with cigarettes is so high. Mm.
But, I mean, like, obviously the government's in the pocket of, like, big tobacco, which is
big cigarette.
That's a real thing.
Big dart.
So there's a law which is, I think, maybe...
Big Dart move in the shadows.
Fucking hell, mate. You reckon...
Imagine being part of Big Dart's marketing team in Australia.
Dude, are you telling me that Big Dart didn't have something to do with vapes being outlawed?
Oh, yeah.
Like, vapes would be as dangerous, if not less dangerous, than Dart. And
well, yeah.
Oh, I'm saying they would... I don't know if they'd be more dangerous. Maybe they would be. I don't know.
Of course Big Dart is in... Of course Big Dart has its fingers in the pie. But you could also look at it this way. We don't know what the fuck's in... Like, we don't know the long-term effects of vapes, right?
No. Do we need another dart in our hands?
Let's just assume it's not great. Because I can't see it being fucking good for you.
No. Initially, everyone thought it was.
Do we need another dart on the scene?
No.
One that's fucking hoodwinking kids with, like, blueberry crushes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're like Zupa Dupas,
but
vapes.
They're like Zupa Dupas, like, it's cigarettes, but Zupa Dupas. And it's fun and fresh and flirty. I don't think they're great. No. I don't think you can, like... With any good conscience, go, mate, fucking shit these cunts in. Like,
No. And it's just...
Because they're too addictive and they're too accessible. Like,
they're also far less offensive to see in the mouth of, like, a young person.
Mate, there was once upon a time where you'd have to nip outside for a lunger. Like, obviously, if you go far enough back, they'd punch them indoors. But, you know, after that, you'd have to nip outside. Now you just fucking sit here and pound
a vape inside. Yeah, on the shitter.
Like, you hear about fucking stories of teenagers who, like, pound, like... It doesn't leave their mouth.
No.
Just boom, all day.
And that's when
their lungs collapse.
Yeah, and then it's like, wow, you've got the lungs of an 80-year-old and you're fucking 17.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, you and I, obviously, we are binge vapers. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, we binge.
We binge vape.
Yeah.
And you... It's
much like my alcohol consumption.
Yes, but I'd say I'm more of a binge vapor.
Like, I'm not a fucking six schooners a night operator. Put it that way.
Fuck no, dude.
You know what I mean?
Not at all. I never really have been.
I've never been.
Well, that's like an alcoholic, I think.
Well, I just mean when I drink like in blocks.
Yeah, you binge. You're a binge drinker.
I'm a block drinker.
So I've got some numbers here. But I was going to say before, I think it's Taiwan or Singapore have made this law where they're going to increase the legal smoking age by 1 year every year for the next like century. Until eventually, like, you have to be 115 or whatever to buy
cigarettes. You take away people's fucking autonomy, but when you do shit like that, that's the thing that annoys me. Like, if I'm 25 and I can't smoke because I'm not 26, like, suck my balls. Like, I'm an adult.
I think they still have vapes there, though. I think that's
But do you know what I mean, though?
Well,
I know what
you mean. I honestly think the best way to do it, is the plain packaging, which fucking works very well, and price people out.
But then I think you get to a point, like, surely we're at a point in Australia now where, like, if you want to buy cigarettes, you're going to buy ciggies no matter the price.
That's the thing.
It's about pricing out the next generation. So like kids what they're and doing shit. Is like imagine when we were 18, 17, and you used to go to get a pack of darts for $10.
$10.
Yeah, imagine if someone was like now 50, you'd go like fuck.
Yeah, I can get booze. It's cheap.
There's no way.
Yeah,
there's no way you'd buy a deck of darts for $50.
So that's where vapes roll in. Oh yeah, would you want some Raspberry Crush?
Yeah, for fucking $15.
Yeah,
sure as shit I do. Bro.
Here we go. Yeah. Oh yeah, 20,000 puffs. Beautiful.
It's actual vapes are undoing all
the good the work.
Price hikes. Good work. Yeah.
What numbers you got?
Yeah. So in 2020, 2021, across 1 year, however they measure it, cigarettes made Australia $4.1 billion in tax.
Yep.
And apparently cost Australia from things like healthcare to intangible costs of smoking, which is including loss of quality of life, estimated to be $118 billion per year.
Ooh, okay.
So you're losing about $114 billion a year.
It's not about
it's
money.
It's not.
Money.
Interesting. That is interesting. I still feel like somehow it is. Or it's in the sense that, like, isn't that just in the face of numbers, I just going,
it's like
I'm
propping
an idiot.
Up big business rather than just about the money.
That's yeah. It. Yeah. Like, I wonder whether it's like the decision makers are just getting fucking backdoor to shitload of cash to just keep it sort of, you know what I mean? Like,
backdoor to by who? Because the tobacco companies aren't happy about it. They're furious. Their focus now is Asia, which apparently is a growing smoking market.
Oh, cheapest really?
Growing?
They don't give a fuck about Australia.
Okay, interesting.
Because they...
Fuck, my neck hurts.
Like, the consumer pays it. The fucking big tobacco still gets their tiny clip unchanged. And then the government gets all the money, which they then pour back into the fucking healthcare system.
Right, okay.
So you,
I wonder though if the cigarettes are being sold at the same price in Australia, in the sense of going, like, if you're, what's the wholesale price, and then what are they marking up?
The market, it'd all be the same.
But like, if you're big dart,
yes,
and you're selling ciggies,
your clip would be the same.
But you're dart. Selling ciggy into Australia,
yeah,
and you were selling them at $5 a pack, and then yep. They were being sold in Australia at $10.
Yep.
Are you now selling them at fucking $25 a pack, and they're being sold at, you know, 50 or whatever the fuck it is, like?
No, I don't think so.
You're just still taking that same.
I think the clip has I think the clip remains the same. Maybe it's gone. Maybe the clip's gone up slightly, but the fucking volumes have fallen through a floor. So they'd be well down here.
Wish they were good for you. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be. Although I can't really stomach a dart anymore.
No, but when you could, you could.
Yeah. Oh, when you could, you could.
When you could, you really
could. When the
could.
Gen was good,
they
you
were.
Could.
It was good. And $10 darts, soft packs, Stuyvesants.
Oh, the soft pack Stuyvesants, the blue
and
ones?
You, yeah, and you tap the thing and the fucking one dart would come out like a magic trick. Those were the good days, punters, dribblers. Those were the good days. Don't smoke, though. Back to weed, though. I mean, can we not make that fucking legal? Is that because you can grow it? Like, is that what it is? But you can still tax.
There's a few things. Like, it's that. It's the fact that it is a... You can grow it and it is a medicine. So it's taking money out of the pockets of Big Pharma.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, there's stuff like it'll take on the alcohol
Fuck
industry as well. The alcohol industry is huge in Australia and it can do that. But
why can't booze and weed go well together if done correctly?
Yeah, but it does. Like, studies in America have shown that the more, like, weed people smoke, the less people are drinking. It's like a different kind of activity to get intoxicated. So
I accidentally got high as shit the other day. And
damn, me too. It happens all the time.
No, but like, so obviously, you know, I've been indulging in the vegan cookies of late, or brownies or whatever. And I just have like, I'll have like a little bit every now and then, like not a lot, because you can't really, you don't want to be baked while you're trying to fucking like dinner time and baths and fucking babies and shit. But I got some more, and so I needed to make space for my new batch. And I just had a bunch of crumbs left over from the previous batch. And I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll just, like, it was, they weren't very strong. So, like, you had to have like 3 cookies to even get a fucking buzz on. So I was like, well, fuck it. This will be fine. So I've just gone and consumed the crumbs. And then I've, like, just sort of finishing doing some shit in the office. And then by the time Steph and Evie and my sister who's back come home, I was like, holy fuck, dude, I am baked off my ass. And then just had to sort of internalize it and not tell anyone for like the rest of the night. Because then, so it's like, can you drop Bonnie? She's going to have dinner with your dad. Can you drop there? I'm like, do you need, yeah, take Evie with you. I'm like, nah. And then Bonnie's like, I can get an Uber. I'm like, yeah, fucking get an Uber.
Holy shit. I was wigging out. It lasted for fucking ages.
And why are the crumbs so powerful?
Bro, that's what I was. That's why it's an accident. I was just eating the crumbs as like, oh, this is a bit of sweet sugary.
So you
goodness.
Had too much crumb.
Have you heard of blotter theory with acid?
The what?
Blotter theory with acid. So when they get like a sheet of acid and they drop the liquid on it, it can sometimes hit some pieces bigger than other pieces. So you get a bigger thing with other bits. So I don't know if it's the same with weed cookies. Maybe all the weed was just in that corner where those crumbs were.
It was.
How do you know that dribbly information about the blotter theory?
Because he's a far left pot smoking fucking Antifa. You know,
23-year-old.
Once I did acid with a few friends one time, and I got the fucking strongest hit ever. And a couple of my other mates were just like, I barely felt.
Where did you do it?
Amsterdam.
Right. Wow. See, I'm almost like, if I went to Amsterdam, doing it in Amsterdam would always wig me out even more.
Yeah. I did it. I've only done it once. It's in nature.
I did it in these sand dunes.
Fucking 12 hours. It's intense.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
We went to the Rijksmuseum, the big classical art museum, and walked around there, and then just chilled in Vondelpark.
Like, that would be fun, but I feel like
it got to me in the end because
I couldn't be out in public at that's fucking the thing, galleries and shit.
I could only do that in Amsterdam because everyone assumes you're a bit like wigged out.
You can kind of get away with being a little.
Some of the floors are fine because they were like modern art and shit and whatever, and they were trippy. And then we got down to the bottom level where it's like all these kind of classic like old ships and guns, and it's all like a completely black room with these model ships and guns in glass casings. So we're walking around and I'm just seeing these guns floating around in like this black room with mirrors.
Guns
and I'm like,
floating.
Okay, boys, we've got to get out of here.
Yeah, dude, this that's also it as well. When you're like, it's same with mushrooms, which again I only really do in nature. Have done them in, we did them at uni, just fucking going out to the pubs and shit, which is mental. But like, there's, unless you're in like a really comfortable space, like a nature and shit, like the slightest thing can just sort of, dude, we got to get the fuck out of here.
But nature's always got your back.
Always. There's nothing, it's so peaceful. Like there's nothing where you're like, oh, this is fucking intense. It's like, nah, we're good here.
Were you with mother?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? She knows best. Yeah.
The last time I did shrooms, we were at Centennial Park, just like lying on the bank of a river. And just weird shit was happening. Like, we saw Kirtley Beale walk past, and we were just wigging out. I was like,
were you tripping, or was it actually Kirtley?
No, it was
Kirtley. Did he come to you in a vision?
He did. Well, maybe he did. And then we saw someone walking a little, like, lamb on a leash, which we're sure it was a lamb, because other people were
staring. Sounds like it was a dog.
Yeah, that sounds like it was a dog, and you were fucking tripping.
It was, like, white, fluffy, its legs didn't bend, and it was just trotting along.
Well, that's cute.
That is cute.
Is there any
nature had our back.
Is there any truth to the yarn that I heard that weed is illegal because, in the US at least, because hemp can be made from it, which is like a superior fiber to cotton, and Rockefeller and all those influential motherfuckers had cotton interests?
Yeah, I heard something like that. So they tried, but again, I heard it on Rogan, and he's obviously a fucking humongous weed fucking proponent. But that was that's what he was saying.
And he's like, he loves a conspiracy.
Yes. But that one sort of doesn't even seem conspiracy. But I don't know, Dave, that'd have to be...
Well, it's just... No, but it's drawing the dots, right?
Yeah.
You go, well, this than that, as opposed to this is what actually
fucking
happened.
Know whether it's a dot drawing or whether it's like actually sort of documented.
Because you can draw dots if you want to.
Yeah.
And you can make sense of anything. You go, of course. Well, that's why.
This is why it happens.
That doesn't mean that's what
true.
Happened.
No.
There's a difference.
But that's where I heard it on Rogan, so I'm not 100% sure.
I think there's a few things, like hemp can be used as a environmental replacement for things like plastic and lots of things like that. So
its utility value is fucking insane.
And it's really easy to farm. Like, it'll grow fucking hemp, almost anything.
That's why it's called weed, isn't it? Because it's just fucking...
Exactly, yeah.
But hemp is illegal in some states.
And it's not even, it doesn't get you high.
That's what I'm saying.
I used to have a jumper made of hemp, and I was like, what the fuck, dude? This thing is like...
Was it good?
It was great. It was a little stiff, but I don't know if that was the design.
You don't see hemp enough.
Especially when you think about how, like, you're making, like, how easy it is to grow, as we were just saying. Like,
I've never had any hemp clothing.
I've only had this one hemp jumper, and I didn't buy it because of that. I think mum got it, and I was like, she's like, oh, it's made of hemp. I was like, cool.
You never see it.
You don't see it. Cotton, or if you do, you don't know. Here.
Cotton wool.
Yeah.
Do you know when...
And bogan silk. Polyester.
The bogan silk, cotton, wool. See, I'm cool with wool. Cotton... Now, cotton takes a fuckload of irrigation, doesn't it? Isn't that sort of like the innate, the sort of like climate impact of cotton? Is that correct?
Yeah. There's big like shit going down in like the Riverina in New South Wales and like eastern New South Wales and southwestern Queensland that they're getting all the water from the Murray River to like
yeah, for these cotton that's plants. What kind of else, fucking
it's
does my head
to
in.
Grow it in Australia because it's just not like made.
Oh, I don't know enough about that water shit. There's two different sides to the arguments there.
But if oh, yeah, I'm sure there is. All I'm saying is, and this is completely, I don't know what is right or wrong, but if agricultural exploits are leading to the drying of a river, if that is the case, can't be doing it. That would be my opinion. No offense to our farming listeners. If that upsets you, feel free to reach out in the DMs with some facts. I don't know. I've seen friendly Geordies. I have no idea. I'm not saying one's right, one's wrong. But like, if the Murray is
all
drying,
I know is it's been mismanaged. But it's apparently it's been mismanaged by everyone.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's stop doing that. But that probably
stop the mismanagement.
Yeah, stop the mismanagement. Give us a fucking crap.
But all I'm saying is that's what you see, right? Cotton's everywhere. Wool's you don't see wool as much. Wool's a great fiber.
Yeah.
Wool's great.
See now what's the environmental impact on wool? Obviously you got a fucking heap of sheep you gotta worry about, but like is that better than cotton?
Yeah, but I don't think wool's not as versatile. Like you couldn't get around in a woolen fucking,
no, you can't. You know what I mean? It itches you up.
But you couldn't get around in a woolen t-shirt.
No. That's what I mean. Even when we've got our merino wool test cricket vests.
Which are great.
Which are fantastic. But to just wear them on the bare skin, which we've done before, isn't super comfortable.
Of course we have.
Of course we've worn them on our bare skin.
Why wouldn't we? I almost feel like putting that on again.
Yeah,
I might put that on later today.
Yeah, well, they're at my house,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I might put it on.
Yeah, yeah. I think you should.
Just to see how it feels again.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Shout out to Steve O'Keefe for giving us those. I can't believe we've got a... get like a mannequin to put that thing on so it's constantly on display
yes,
at some point.
That's, I think so.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind getting the jumpers either.
I mean, I'd love the jumpers.
If we could.
Yeah. I think we'd probably want a vest and a jumper.
We've
at,
got
at a minimum. I know, that's what I'm saying. So
we now need the jumper. Yeah. You know the ones I'm talking about? The ones they wear in
the long sleeve jumper. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like fucking legit.
They look
they
warm
wear them
as
in England
toast.
Sometimes as well.
Yeah.
They look unbelievable.
Warm as toast.
I'm like, you could take screamers in those.
You could take screams in those, or you could just wear it on the couch watching fucking rugby league football on a cold, wintry Sunday. You know?
Thank you for coming.
Cup of tea, fucking bit of toast.
Just draped head to toe.
Yeah.
And you know, Tom, you're completely aware while you're wearing it, the best wool this nation can produce.
The best wool known to man.
Because it's a test jumper.
Yeah.
They're not skimping on the good stuff.
You're not
That's the best stuff.
No, no, no. I don't know what other sort of sheep there are. Like merino, or if there's some other ones. But if it ain't merino, you don't come near me with that shit.
It's got to be creme de la creme.
Yeah. Merino. Is there a part of the merino that produces the best wool? Like, you know, around the fucking sack? Is there something on the back?
Not around the sack.
Chin?
Wouldn't be around the crotch.
No?
No. Just on the back.
Yeah.
Middle.
Middle back, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. That's good for a wool classer.
Yeah.
He'd tell you.
Reach out wool classers.
Haven't done a whole lot of wool classing, unfortunately.
Shocking.
Well, I think so. It says here the
fleet. Don't have the eye. Too young.
Mm, you are too young.
It says the fleet. So I don't think it's like a bodily position, but more which layer of the wool you get. You know what I mean?
There you go, Dave. Dave's on one today. Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now you can follow along all of our bets at in the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but the civilian bets is where you can see me getting to my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
You mean, you know, wow, Eddie, just you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full pixie stuff. So now you're just going to say, you're going to talk about the fucking profiles tab as no. well? You're going to talk about the About Even group? Yeah?
About Even group.
Yeah, how do you get in there?
That's what I said, Code Dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go, good. Yeah. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Oh, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies.
Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in the chance? Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at hallowsport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to hallowsport.shop, bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up.
Dave's on one. Our Kiwi boys got the job done overnight, Eddie.
Told you they would. We told people they would.
We told people they would. We told you they would. Kiwi's got the job done. Now, obviously, whenever we talk about the T20 Cricket World Cup, we are doing it thanks to our good friends at KO. I fucking love when the Poms get knocked out.
I said it on About Even last night, Tom, and I'll say it again for the punter and the dribbler. If you think that New Zealand had forgotten about how they were treated in England in the World Cup a couple of years ago, you got another thing coming. Because they fucking hadn't. Because that was a disgraceful bit of bad sportsmanship out of the Poms.
Yeah.
New Zealand were fucking dudded. Everyone knows that. Like it or lump it, they were robbed.
Dave, could you get the TV on and get the batting card up? Yep. I just want to see how England and all that
went. So they would have come in. They would have talked about that in the sheds. 100 fucking percent.
It wasn't a bad score that England posted either. It was 166.
166.
64? 66?
66.
66.
I think New Zealand got there with six balls in hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Six balls remaining.
So Butler 29, Besto 13, Milan got 40, Ali 50. They went all right. Like, they didn't go too bad.
Mate, 166 is rock solid.
Yeah, you can't be upset with that. And then what did the Kiwis get?
Big Daryl Mitchell, 72 not out of 37. Yeah,
Daryl. So Daryl is the son of a former Kiwi rugby player. That's what heaps of... Can you just look that up, Dave? Heaps of dribblers were fucking in our DMs about that. I needed Kane to get fucking 15 more runs. Didn't happen.
So John Mitchell, his father, he played flanker, number 8 lock.
Shout out to the back row.
I don't think he played for the All Blacks, but he says he coached. He is a New Zealand Rugby Union... former player.
He's currently
the defence coach for England with Eddie Jones.
Ugh.
And he used to be head coach for All Blacks, USA team. And a few Super Rugby.
He was the head coach for the All Blacks.
Yeah.
Could you just get a photo of him up?
Yep.
When was he head coach for the All Blacks?
So I'm trying to work out. Obviously not when they were good. Oh, that guy. I remember him. He coached the Force. Yeah, I remember that guy. So that's his fucky... That's his son. Wild.
So...
He doesn't seem that fucking old.
2001, he was head coach.
Of the, when they weren't good. No disrespect.
Yeah, I think he was the last coach to lose a Bledisloe with the All Blacks.
There you go.
Fuck, he would have been young.
Yeah, how old is he?
2001, he was just...
He's 57 now.
He would have been 30.
Bro, okay, so...
37.
57, how old is his son who just played for the Black Caps? He would have been, in 2001, 37, you're right.
When he was coaching the All Blacks in his 30s.
Yeah, that seems like a very young age. I love that his son's called Daryl. I think that's a great fucking... With a Y.
Hang on. Well, that's classy. I wouldn't use the Wikipedia search bar. No. I've never seen anyone use it.
I've never seen anyone search.
You're the first person I've ever seen
searching
that.
In Wikipedia.
In all my years.
I've never
seen it done.
Seen anyone using Wikipedia, the search engine, You just search in Google and Wikipedia comes up.
Yes. And if you need Wikipedia come up, I might add Wiki at the end.
Yes.
If it's been stubborn.
That is...
That's dribbling.
And now look, the computer's frozen because it's never happened on a computer before.
Look what you've done.
The computer's gone, what the fuck am I doing here?
Mate, you've just broken everything.
It's like trying to Google Google.
Why is Wikipedia like...
Daryl Mitchell's 30.
30?
Yeah.
So we would add him at...
27.
That's actually not that young. What is the go with Wikipedia in the sense that does it try to be a search engine as well?
No. It's just like houses information.
Yeah. Well, what the fuck are you doing, David? That's bizarre.
He's just using this, like, you can search it internally, but which it's no one does.
Yeah, no one does.
Because it doesn't work.
No, it's, well, clearly the fucking computer froze.
But one of the great wins for New Zealand.
Yes.
Thank God for that.
Into the final. Mate, New Zealand cricket are on such a heater.
Dude, they're on a fucking heater.
And you could say that they pretty much, and when I say they, I think we can say we pretty much won the World Cup. The one-day World Cup.
Think about this. They could literally, if they were to win this T20 Men's Cricket World Cup, they would hold all three at once.
Are they still number one in the world one days? Or are they number one in the world one days? Or is that India?
But they didn't win the 50.
I know. But, right, so you're more just saying they'd be world champions.
I'm saying if.
They'd be world champions one day, world champion T20, and world champions in the tests.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
Still number one in ODI.
Who are?
They are.
They are number one ODI. Yeah. Fucking hell,
what
dude.
Are they number? What ranking are they in tests?
Number one. Second. They won the test championship.
Yep, number one.
And then T20s?
T20, England number one, then Pakistan, then India, then New Zealand. But I'm assuming that's going to change after this.
What the fuck is going on? Tiny little New Zealand.
Just fucking killing it.
Killing it.
It's
good to see.
Yeah, I love it.
It's good for the game.
I want Australia to win, but if they don't, obviously New Zealand to be number one in all formats of cricket would be fucking insanity. Insanity.
But that's not what we're saying because Australia's still alive.
No. We're saying Australia will win.
Australia can beat Pakistan, then we'll win our first World Cup. And then, you know, we're just...
And that's on tonight, is it? Australia v Pakistan?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. Daddy will be watching.
1 a.m.?
Yep.
Is it 1 a.m. definitely or is it 9 p.m.?
No, it's 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's Friday.
It needs to be like prime time for probably the Indian time slot.
Yeah, right. Well, look, I might be up. Will I be up? Unlikely.
1 a.m.
1 a.m.'s a late one.
On a Thursday, you watch an hour of it, it's 2 a.m.
That's exactly how maths works. Anyway, I love an upset. I believe that was an upset.
It was an upset.
Michael Pride of betting on fucking England. He just doesn't get cricket.
He doesn't get cricket.
He does not get cricket.
He's got no idea what he's talking about, which is brilliant because... It allows us to talk a lot of shit about him,
yes.
Even behind his back.
Behind his back. Even though this is public, we're not saying it to his face.
That's right. So it is behind his back.
It is behind his back.
It's behind his back in a public setting.
Yes. Exactly. Fuck Michael Pride. Publicly, but behind his back.
Yeah, because he's not here.
He doesn't get cricket.
He doesn't get it. He does not get it.
I saw something on... Dave, I'll get you to get this up while I'm talking about something else, but can you get up the grilled burger ad that has been deemed... too offensive to be air on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it on TV and I was like, what in the fuck is going on here? Can you believe it's been 5 years, I think today or yesterday, since McGregor press conference with Alvarez where he comes out in the red and he's like, I'm wearing Gucci mink.
5 years?
Yeah, without me, this whole fucking ship sink.
What the fuck?
Can you get that press conference up actually as well?
That was 5 years ago. The Red Panty Night interview conference.
That was it. Okay, now watch this. Pause it, Dave. Pause it. So this is a grilled ad for burgers that has Ronald McDonald flashing his cock to two kids in an alleyway. Like, it starts September 27, 2001. This was published on YouTube, and I'm pretty sure it's been pulled from TV. I saw it on TV.
You saw this on TV?
This is on TV. A guy dressed like a clown, dressed like Ronald McDonald, has cornered two young children in a dark alleyway where he
proceeds. In a shit neighborhood.
In a dodgy part of town.
Because
there's boarded up windows and shit.
It looks like a Gorillaz
graffiti.
Music video.
It does look like Gorillaz music. Shout out to the Gorillaz. If we press play, Dave, and we'll just watch it through.
the righteous burger guy.
What the fuck was that?
Dude. Like,
how did that get through the first time? How'd they get through round one?
I don't know. Like, when you think about the amount of people that that ad had to get through before it gets to TV.
Surely someone was like, don't we all think this looks like Ronald McDonald's flashing his cock to kids?
That's exactly what I thought.
But someone would have been like, but he's
but not. But he's not. He's flashing toys at him.
That's the genius of it. But that's not what you're trading on. You're trading on people thinking it's Ronald McDonald flashing his cock. That's what you're trading on.
I believe that Ronald McDonald is flashing his cock to those children that he's cornered in an alleyway right up until the point that I see their toys.
Grilled, which make good burgers.
They make fantastic burgers.
Shout out to Grilled from a burger perspective.
100%.
When I think of Grilled, I have never once thought of like it being a competitor to McDonald's or, you know, in any way associated with like that
with the
really
fast food
greasy
wars.
Fast food wars.
Yeah, they're kind of inserting themselves into like a Hungry Jack's KFC lane.
I don't
lane
know why
like,
you're doing that. No. I don't know why you feel the need to. But now when I think about your brand Grilled, I think about that time you tried to hoodwink the punter and the dribbler by implying that Ronald McDonald's flashing his cock to people.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
Now I'm putting, I don't know where to put you now in my mind.
Because Grilled were just like, oh, this is a burger chain. Like McDonald's is, obviously it's a burger, but it's like they do fucking all this weird shit. It's just like Grilled was just like a healthy, like but it's a legit burger.
When you have a Grilled burger, you're like, that was definitely lighter.
Yes.
And I would assume healthier for you than.
Than a fucking quarter pounder.
Well, because you know what they do well? This isn't an ad for Grilled, clearly, but like this is what they do well.
This might be a better ad.
Yeah. Is that they don't try and overplay their hand. You remember like a couple of years ago, everyone became fascinated with how much shit you can put on a burger?
Mm.
Like fucking new, you're now in 50 fucking
Let's
cheeses
put
and all
fucking
this shit.
Maple syrup, fucking.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool, bro. That might look good in a fucking Instagram photo with like a really good camera.
Yeah.
But try eat the cunt.
Yeah.
Try eat the fucking thing. It's all down your shirt. Yeah, you're fucking all over your hands. It falls apart. Grilled don't fuck that way. They just go, what's on the burger is not overwhelming. Yeah. And the bun is true.
You have
and
to
sturdy.
Have. Dude, that's the problem with like, and we actually, I had a burger yesterday downstairs in whatever the fucking cafe is called, Koo. You need to, and there needs to be a science to it. Your burger bun needs to have structural integrity to it. It also need you need to know like what the moisture content of everything within the patty is within the burger is going to be. Because if it starts like soaking through the fucking bread and just falls apart, I'm like I'm no longer enjoying this experience.
Well, but that's what, but it all comes down to the bun. You need a resilient bun.
It's got to be resilient.
You need a bun's bun.
Yeah,
a bun that can withstand a bit of wetness, a bit of moisture.
Yeah,
that can stand up to the rigors that you throw at it, and it's going to stay true. Because I understand, as most of the punter and the dribbler will, that if you've got a big burger on the go, once it's picked up, you can't put it down.
Yeah.
Because it just loses its weight.
Yeah.
So I need to trust that the bun has got my back. Because I've got its back.
Yeah.
I'm holding it. Yeah. I'll hold it.
Yeah. Well, of course you will.
I'll hold
you it. You have to.
I won't put you down, but you need to have my back. By staying true to yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Don't take me for a fool.
No.
I've invested in you. Now you invest, you return the favor.
Mi casa, su casa?
Well, that's my house, your house. But yeah, I mean, if you were inviting it over, if it was delivered to you.
What's mine is yours?
Yep. Again, you're not sharing anything with the burger except a moment. But you have its back and it needs to have your back. I tell you what else was good yesterday with the burger I had. They gave a fucking skewer through it, which maintains just keep everything together. Because sometimes when you're eating it, the ass falls out. Maybe the bun's true, but everything falls out the ass. Now, that's not just on them. That's also on the consumer of the burger. There's a couple of things about this. Assuming you don't have a skewer in this situation.
Squeeze from the back.
You got to squeeze from the back, dude. You have to pinch the back of it. You got to pinch the back of it.
Pinch it.
Lightly because you don't want to fuck the bun.
Well, you don't need to squeeze it.
No,
that's madness. You just got to go, okay, if you thought you were sliding out the back tomato.
I've got another thing for you.
Hey, Beetroot, I know you're trying to escape the situation.
Sorry.
Sorry, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. This bit of patty's getting a fucking mind of its own. You think you're dropping out?
Because At least when I'm eating the burger, the tomato's wily. The tomato understands that if he's to slip out the back door and onto the plate, I'm a good chance of leaving him there.
He might not get bit. He might just go into the bin.
He's a good chance of getting left.
Yeah.
And then, you know, fate, it's up to the fucking...
It's up to the gods. Well, he's given himself at least another fucking 48 hours.
Well, he's like, if I can get myself to the bin, who knows where I'll end up.
I just need to avoid the ibis.
Avoid the ibis, then who knows, maybe I can get into a fucking dump somewhere and I can wriggle to safety.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know...
Yeah.
Put your mind in the slice of tomato.
Yeah, where, yeah, exactly. What's he thinking?
What's he thinking?
Or she.
Or she. Of course, he or she. Well, could be a she, could be a he.
It could be a she or a he.
But that's why I think they're always trying to slip out the back. Because they know they're a shot.
Yeah.
They're a chance.
They're a chance.
Once consumed, they're no chance.
You poo at that point.
Well, you poo. And then you well, you know, then you're not really tomato, are you?
No, you're not. You poo.
You poo.
Tomatoes actually have flowers that contain both male and female parts. So there's only one gender, but it's both.
The gender. Oh, well, there you go. Well, let's say genderless. It's just tomato. They don't identify.
They're self-pollinating.
They identify as tomato.
Okay. Good. So anyway, shout out to Grilled for that ad.
Yeah, right. That was weird. That was weird.
That ad was weird.
That was a fucking weird ad.
Yeah. I don't think that was appropriate for television.
No.
For terrestrial TV, is that what they call it?
Don't know. Don't know why you call it that.
I don't either, but I think that's what they call it. Terrestrial TV. Terrestrial.
Yeah, that was fucking odd.
Anyway, I saw it on Mumbrella. They were like, yeah, this has been taken off TV. I was like, makes sense. Because...
They ought to go back to the jingle.
I would have thought that Ronald McDonald might have had legs to sue.
Well, I think the problem there is that McDonald's don't use Ronald McDonald anymore.
He's still part of the family.
He's still part of it. Like
they haven't binned him altogether. Like, sure, there isn't big fucking plastic versions of him on seats out the front anymore.
There aren't?
No.
No. I feel like we've gone through this before. They got rid of them. It was kind of phasing him out. And then when the whole clown murdering people...
I understand at that point you want to get rid of fucking Ronald. Or like, just, you know, give Ronald like a couple of months away. Just keep your head low, mate. Go fucking with the wife and kids off to somewhere. We'll put you up and you just shut the fuck up for a couple of months while there's this big clown thing going on.
But also,
are you telling me they're like, he's just been paid to fuck off? He's no longer...
Yeah, because fast food places in Australia, at least, aren't allowed to market to children anymore.
I know that.
Yeah, but Ronald McDonald wasn't Australian, was he?
No,
he wasn't, but they wouldn't be able to use him
in Australia. Ronald's been given the arse.
What about that fat purple thing?
Grimace.
Grimace?
Yeah, Grimace.
Grimace, the Hamburglar.
And then there was another one.
Get Grimace up on the screen. Was it just a purple blob?
Yeah.
Grimace wasn't it?
Yeah, Grimace is a purple blob. And I don't know what he did or what he represented. The Hamburglar, I get. That was cool. That was funny.
So there was a big family.
Look at Grimace.
Yeah, Grimace. There's a pirate that obviously... Because some of these characters didn't stand the test of time. Obviously, there's a fucking duck.
Oh, the duck, I sort of vaguely remember.
I remember the duck. I don't remember the pirate at all. I don't remember...
I don't remember that old guy.
Check out the hooded figure in the back. That's just a fucking black ghost.
Dude, who's that? Death? That's what you have if you have too much Maccas. What are those little like fuzz balls down the front?
I vaguely remember the hamburgers in a box.
Man, let's go.
Or are they part of the Hamburglar setup?
They could be. There were some fucking...
See, Grimace, what the fuck is Grimace?
Grimace is a purple blob. Grimace looks like a big hemorrhoid.
And so we're going to... It'll give us a bit of information about Grimace.
Yeah.
Just a large purple character.
Grimace, a large purple character, debuted in 1971 as the evil Grimace. In Grimace's first two appearances, he was depicted with two pairs of arms with which to steal milkshakes and pops. Okay. Evil was soon dropped from Grimace's moniker, and Grimace was reintroduced in 1972 as one of the good guys. So he had a fucking...
He had a turnaround.
He turned babyface, or whatever the fuck they say.
Were McDonald's like the first people to establish a cinematic universe and they don't even make films? They have like a whole good and evil narrative going on here.
Maybe they are, Dave. I mean, did they used to have a TV show? Is this what this...
I don't know if that...
Sunday?
It was just all in their commercials.
Sunday was a dog?
Sunday was the chick. Ronald's dog.
I can't really see a dog there.
No.
Let's see if there's a...
Okay, who's the duck chick?
Hamburglar. Birdie the early bird?
Birdie the early bird was the first identifiable female character who debuted in 1980 to promote the company's new breakfast items. I like it. The early birdie. She is a yellow bird wearing a pink jumpsuit and flight cap and scarf. In later years, her legs were orange. Sure.
My parents talk about when breakfast was introduced, they were like, what the fuck?
At Macca's?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like real wig out stuff.
Why?
Because no one had ever done it. It was like groundbreaking.
Like takeaway breakfast.
Yeah.
Hectic. I guess that makes sense, really, because breakfast is just such
Do you ever rock the breakfast there?
That's all I will often have a sausage and egg McMuffin at fucking in the afternoon.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, dude. That's my favorite thing on their menu, I think.
Sausage and egg McMuffin.
Yep.
I'm a quarter pounder guy, but the sausage and egg McMuffin's unbelievable.
It's the bacon, McDonald's bacon, it's not for me. I'll have it sometimes, but it's not really for me.
No. It's not for me.
Sausage and egg McMuffin. Bruh. Sausage and egg McMuffin is the, for me, with a hash brown.
What, shipped in?
Shipped in.
On top?
Yeah.
And then one for one on the side?
Well, no, you either get two sausage and egg McMuffins, two hash browns, one in each.
Yep.
Or you just get, I don't need an extra hash brown. I'm either having a hash brown with my sausage and egg or I'm not fucking having it.
Fair enough.
But the breakfast at McDonald's, I tell you what isn't great, or what I, not what isn't great, but what I don't fuck with anymore, did as a child, the hotcakes.
Mm. Used to love hotcakes.
Used to love them.
Used to be a hot, I used to be a hotcakes guy.
Yeah.
That's what I used to get.
I've grown out of the hotcake.
I'll tell you this for free. I know I've grown out of them, Tom. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Because you know how I know I've grown out of them? I don't get them anymore. But.
It's a great way to know.
But does that mean I don't like them?
That's it, exactly.
I'm not
it.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think
I
it
don't think
does.
I've had hot cakes in 10 years.
No.
Maybe 15.
Yeah.
Maybe 15 years. Yeah. How old am I? I'm 30. At least 15 years. Probably not, maybe 20.
Like, I mean, there's just it's too sweet. I don't.
Is it too sweet?
Well, the thing is, I think when I'm thinking about breakfast, when I was a kid, I loved fucking Cocoa Pops, pancakes, fucking whatever, like when you're having a sweet thing for breakfast. Now the idea of like blasting sugar into my body for breakfast.
Do you reckon you could have those hotcakes with butter?
Yeah, they give you some sort of Macca's butter. But again, it's still sugar. Like there's still fucking, you're still getting pumped.
Sugar in the hotcakes.
I believe so. I would assume so. I don't think it'd be fucking vegan, gluten-free fucking hotcakes. See what I've never had at Macca's? The apple pie. And I assume because it was just going to burn my fucking face off and I was always a bit like, meh.
I've never had the apple pie.
Or fillet of fish. If you ever fillet of fish, I'm sorry, but that's where our relationship ends.
There's a couple of things about fillet of fish is people that eat fillet of fish swear by them. My sister, who's a vegetarian, eats them. And she's like...
I can't talk
She likes them.
That's
Carly
not a vegetarian.
Loves them.
She does love them, doesn't she?
Well, she's pescatarian, I suppose.
Yeah.
So people that... Carly once said this to me, and it did illuminate me to something. She goes, people that don't like fillet of fishes have never had them.
It's a great point.
And I said to myself there and then, she makes a great point, I've never had one.
Maybe we
so
need to have
I can't,
one.
I can't sit here, I can't.
No, you're right. I haven't had one.
So
I haven't had one either.
Well, there you go. So I can't say.
I've literally sat here and said, I'm prepared to cease friendships based on this fillet of fish, and I've never even had it.
I've never had one. Maybe we should get them.
Maybe we should.
And try them
out.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
I like fish burgers, which is what they are.
I love fish.
Maybe fish burgers are great.
It's maybe just the
it's the ideas
the
that it's
fast
fish.
Food fish.
What's the difference between that and chicken or beef?
Oh, bruh, because like, I mean, I think what it is, even if it's just peripherally or like as a vibe, fish gets off real quick or like, you know, the idea that like...
Yeah, but chicken will kill you if it's not cooked properly.
I know.
What's
I know.
Worse for you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like fair. We all know that fish goes off, but so does everything else.
Yeah, everything goes off. There's something about seafood off that's a bit fucking...
What is that?
I don't know, but there
I've
is.
I've never got... Well, funnily enough, I have actually got sick once. The only time I've had food poisoning was off dodgy fish that we crumbed and made for fish burgers that we got from Woolies. Shout out to you.
Shout out to Woolworths.
So this is the fish that they use in the fillet of fish, the Alaskan pollock.
Looks okay.
It doesn't look bad. What's Alaskan pollock got for us in terms of like... Is it a good eating fish or is it like fucking they're just plentiful?
I think they are plentiful.
As food, go down.
It says here, the Alaskan pollock has been said to be the largest remaining source of palatable fish in the world. Around 3 million tons are caught each year in the North Pacific.
It's pretty crazy, the sheer amount of fucking food, like animal that's cleared out of the ocean.
and at that it's rate? Still, and then it's, oh, mate, think about how many filet fishes would be consumed daily.
Oh, look at this. All the
They're dragging that out of the sea.
Yeah, dude. And
all the fast food restaurants use this fish. It says, used in products such as McDonald's filet fish, Arby's, Long John Silver's, Bird's Eye fish fingers, Burger King's fish sandwich.
See, Bird's Eye, they'd be shipping out.
And you know what, dude? Loads. You know what? Now that I think about it, we give Evie fucking fish fingers sometimes. They're actually really good.
See, you know what I'm saying?
They're actually really nice. I'll sometimes put a few extra in there, knowing I'm going to steal.
My sister loves filet fishes. She's like, they're so good, and I still haven't had one. And I'm like, I'm now fucking very curious.
We might need to get one. Well, no, we do have to get one.
We have to now.
We have to.
Breakfast on Monday for the podcast.
I think whoever came up with the name Filet Fish is like, that was pretty clever. It's very memorable.
Yep. I agree, but does it sound nice? Like,
it doesn't sound nice.
It sounds better than fish sandwich.
Yes. Or Long John Silver's fucking whatever.
Yeah.
How do we get on a Macca's?
I was just thinking that.
Ronald McDonald.
That's right, yeah, Ronald McDonald. So can you just confirm, Dave, then back on Ron, before we bow Macca's, is he now not allowed to be an Australian fucking...
What, is he being caught fiddling?
Well, maybe that's... Well, if he hasn't, then that's character assassination.
Yeah, so from the looks of it here, the only thing he's still involved in is Ronald McDonald House Charity.
Great charity.
His face is on that.
But so he's around.
He's just gone, I'm stepping away from the business. I'm just going to go focus on charitable
works. Well, put it this way. Who was a harder worker than Ronald McDonald? He was the hardest worker in the room.
Motherfucker hasn't had a day off for like 50 years.
He didn't have a day off for 30, 40 years. So yeah. He stepped back and he's like, I'm going to work on what I'm passionate about, charities.
I've built this business to the point where it actually doesn't need me now.
And to fucking, in a roundabout way, as we go all the way back, that's pretty fucking lowbrow of Grilled, really. Because had they done their research, they'd realise that Ronald's not peddling toys no more.
No, he's out there just trying to help sick kids.
That's exactly right.
And again, we love Grilled Burgers, but I mean, what are you doing? They might be doing charity. I know when they go there, there's some confusing fucking put your buttons in a fucking bucket or something and it donates to a charity. All very confusing.
And look, I hate to tell you, Grilled. I hate to tell you, but if push came to shove... and you forced me to make a decision, you're on your bike.
Now, we must say, obviously, where commercial interests are concerned, if you were interested in getting involved, we would sing a different tune.
As we've always said on this show, we will bend over for the corporate dollar.
100%. If you want us to sing from
no
a different...
And there is no shame in that.
No, there's not, Eddie. The world spins on the corporate dollar. And we will sing from whatever song sheet you desire.
Yes.
If the money's right.
If that's money's right. And we could go back and remove this if need be.
If you need to scrub
it's
out.
It's in for now because you're not sponsored.
You're not. But if you need us to sort of scrub our internet history of anti-Grilled rhetoric.
We can scrub.
We can do that comfortably. But money's got to be right.
Money's got to be right. Money's got to be great. I will bend over if you ask me to.
If the money's right.
If the money's right. Money has to be right for me to bend over.
Reach out Big Ute while we're at it.
Big Ute, reach out. Ronald McDonald, shout out to you, bro. I hope you're all right.
Yeah, hope you're well.
Because.
Shout out to you. And I hope you and the kids are well, really. And the missus haven't seen you for a while.
We haven't seen.
Well, I think you might be married to that duck.
He is, to Early Birdie.
Early Birdie. I think that was an interspecies marriage.
Yep.
But it was a great story.
Well, it was a great union of clown and penguin.
Clown and penguin duck. Their kids, though, unfortunately.
Well, they're redheaded. They're ranger ducks.
The kids need round the clock care. Anyway,
that's Macca's.
Let's move on. Dave,
yes,
have you got the yarn about some chick in like the, I don't know if it's the women's EPL or what, but like.
Yeah. So it's the French league or whatever that's called, PSG, Paris Saint-Germain.
Mm.
So there was a team dinner out in Paris and two of the players left together, Aminata Diallo and Kira Hamrouai. I probably pronounced this terribly. But anyway, they play the same position. One of them's a starter, one of them's not. So they're leaving this team dinner together. As they get to the car, or just as they took off, the one woman, Diallo, was driving, and the other one, Kira, was in the passenger seat. Two men in balaclavas come, try to carjack them, apparently point guns at them, and then beat Kira's legs with a pipe, with like, and then so she had to go, she had to be taken to hospital for treatment. She got stitches in her legs and her hands, and the other woman, Diallo, played in her spot for the match against Real Madrid, and then got arrested after because it turns out she was the one who essentially ordered the guys
holy to beat her up. Shit,
that's some fucking. Wasn't there a movie about that?
Yeah,
that
Tonya.
That's some Harding. Tonya shit.
Tonya Harding stabbed her opponent, I think. That's so fucking real, dude. Played the game and then got arrested.
Mate, you have got to be hungry for the spot.
That's competitive nature. Like, because obviously everyone at that level is so competitive, like to the point where it'd be annoying to fucking be around them. But like, that is an unbelievable level of competitiveness.
As a coach, do you look at that and you go, that's what I want in my side? That, like, someone who's prepared to win it
to
all
go
cost.
The extra, you go yeah. The hard yards?
Like, yeah, you're beating up one of my best players, which needs to be frowned upon.
Well, you're not getting better, though. You're actually, like, as a coach, I don't know. I want that competitive spirit.
But that killer instinct.
Yeah, but I think it's got to be harnessed correctly, right? If you start bashing our best player.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe you recognize that it's in her and it's about harnessing it.
So really, this could be the coach's problem. Like, it's his fault. He should have seen that this woman is a fucking psycho and gone, how do we channel that psychotic behavior into an elite athlete?
Because clearly he hasn't done enough.
No.
If she's out there fucking tagging people with poles through another vehicle,
yeah.
which is these two road cunts that she probably grew up with,
yeah.
then that's not good for anyone.
No.
But had you been, you know, maybe
she's also resourceful to go and source heavies to go and take out this person's legs.
Well, I mean, she's resourceful enough. Mm. She hasn't factored in the fact that they'd probably turn on her, which they have.
They've turned state's witness or crown, whatever the fuck it is.
They've definitely turned on her.
Yeah. And just
it's
gone.
A perfect crime if they don't rat them out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you seen Red Sparrow? I've
seen Red Sparrow.
That's exactly what happens to Jennifer Lawrence. She gets her fucking legs snapped when she's like the ballet fucking
Yeah,
weapon.
That's right. It's a good movie. Jennifer Lawrence hasn't been in much lately.
No, I think she took some time off. I was obsessed with Jennifer Lawrence for a period of my life.
I remember that.
She, I think, is like having a kid maybe. But she's coming back in some new movie with like Jonah Hill, Leonardo DiCaprio. Who's the fucking director? Can you look that up, Dave?
Yeah. Bad Blood, Mob Girl.
Adam McKay, actually, I think. So like one of Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's like writing partner. I think he did like The Big Short. He did...
Vice and stuff.
Vice. And I think I don't know what it's about, but if it's got fucking Leo and Jonah and Jennifer Lawrence, you assume it's probably good.
Oh, yeah. Don't Look Up. So yeah. Two low-level astronomers must go on a giant media tour to warn mankind of an approaching comet that will destroy planet Earth.
Yeah. I saw a scene out of it, and it was actually looked pretty funny, where like Jonah Hill's part of like...
That sounds pretty good.
Jonah Hill's part of like the US government, and then yeah. I think Leo and Jennifer Lawrence are these meteorologists. And what is it? A meteorologist?
Yeah, meteorologist. Yeah.
And they're basically telling like the White House about this fucking impending thing. And the whole time, Jonah Hill and this like the president or the advisor to the president are just like putting a spin on it. Like they're just like, okay, but so how are we going to present it to the people? And they're like, well, like there's only one way to present it. It's fucking going to happen. They're like, but like what percentage are we talking here? And then they're like, 99%. Like. Let's go with 75. 75 sounds better. And just like, it's this back and forth. And Jonah Hill is fucking hilarious.
Dude, check this cast.
We got Timothée Chalamet, who he's obviously a good actor, but I'm just trying to work, because he's like a sex symbol now.
Is he?
But don't you think that they've just put like a beautiful boy's head on like the most androgynous body you've ever seen? Like he doesn't have any masculinity to him.
No, he doesn't.
But he's been compared to like a Johnny Depp, where I'm like, when Johnny Depp was getting through his work, he was like a hot motherfucker, wasn't he? Or yeah, maybe yeah. I'm just old.
No, I think he was hot. This, but maybe beauty.
He looks like a pixie.
Beauty may change over the years.
Well, it does. It does.
Yeah, now with like BTS and all those guys being like the hugest people on earth.
Yeah, that's fair. So Timothy Chalamet, Leo, Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Blanchett, Melanie Linsky, don't know, Jonah Hill, Ariana Grande, that's
Meryl
weird.
Streep.
Ron Perlman, who looks like, hold on, Ron Perlman looks like the older version of Egan Butcher, the Roosters player.
Yeah, I think someone's posted that before.
Yeah, I can see that. Kid Cudi.
Where's Kid Cudi at? See, I wouldn't know what Kid Cudi looks like until I've seen him there.
Nah, me neither.
Shortballing Kid Cudi and Ariana Grande into this seems like...
That's always a little bit... My eyebrows go up a little bit.
I'm now suspicious.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what the saving grace for this is? Leo's in it.
And Jennifer Lawrence, to be honest.
Nah, if Leo's in it, it's great. It's good to go because he doesn't fuck with shit movies.
He's never done a rom-com.
Well, Titanic is a rom-com. No, it's not. It's just a rom.
It's a rom and it's a, like a period. Fuck, no, it's a historic. It's a rom, dude. There's nothing funny about it. There are funny moments, but there are funny moments.
Not really,
drums.
Though.
Is this Leo's filmography?
Yeah.
Go up. The top. Okay. No. So like go down. So like where his upcoming things are and then we'll scroll through like what his... So The Devil in the White City, TV miniseries. Interesting. Roosevelt. The Black Hand, Killers of the Flower Moon, again with Jonah Hill, and that's Scorsese again.
Oh, God, him and Scorsese getting into some work, don't they?
Don't Look Up, Welcome Back to the Future, never heard of it. Grant, never heard of it. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Little Dicky. Be White, Build Your Dreams. No.
The Revenant. So it was basically like there's a lot of shit in there. He doesn't really count.
No.
Jim Beam, like that's nothing.
These are like ads and shit that he's done.
No, none of this shit counts.
Wolf of Wall Street, Titanic.
He hasn't done a rom-com.
Nah. Keep going. Gangs in New York, Catch Me If You Can would be close to, but it's not a romance. It's not about romance. But it's like lighthearted.
There's no romance in it though.
Nah.
Although he might get married.
Romeo and Juliet was a fucking weapon of a film as well. Basketball Diaries. I've never seen What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
I think we had to watch it for English.
Yeah, you can stop there, D.
No, he's never done one.
He's like, I do elite shit and that is it.
That's why I know the movie will be all right. Yeah. That's why I'm not worried.
No, I'm not worried. Also, Adam McKay, like, fucking, he's good. Mm. You know him and Will Ferrell produce Succession? Do you watch Succession?
I've watched the first season.
Cuz, it is such a good show. It is such a good show. I also think that its intro music is the best music of any fucking show ever.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's just so good. Like, it's just the opening credits are fantastic and the music is just... Every time I listen to it, it's like one of those things, I do not get sick of it. I could fucking listen to it every day. If you don't watch Succession, you really should. You've got a great show just sitting there with only... It's only in the second season, isn't it?
Third?
Yep. You have two seasons to get through. Like, isn't you don't... It's not like you've got to go, oh, I've got to consume like 11 seasons or something. This is here. It's ready to rip. It's funny, serious, about the changing of power between the legacy media man, Rupert. It's basically based on Rupert Murdoch loosely. And, you know, his kid's coming for like the top job. He's an aging guy. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, fucking watch it. But
how the fuck did we get onto that?
Tonya Harding.
And Tonya Harding.
And the French player, the French soccer thing.
French soccer.
So?
Leo?
Well, Leo's tied in there somewhere.
You said Jennifer Lawrence for something. Red Notice?
Oh, Breaking the Leg.
Yeah.
Red Sparrow. Red Shout Sparrow. Out to Joel Edgerton as well, who I keep saying to Steph, that's the body I'm trying to get now. Joel Edgerton in Red Sparrow body. Get Joel Edgerton shirtless in Red Sparrow.
There was a dribble, I think, on Monday that I had to cut because it wasn't very exciting, but he said you look like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Everyone says that.
I do get that.
You get that 50 times a day.
You know what? Someone actually sent me one the other day.
Type in.
Shirtless Red Sparrow. I don't need him just shirtless. I need him in Red Sparrow shirtless. You would have thought it'd be fucking just coming up quicker. But anyway, I mean, you can still see. I reckon that's attainable. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to become Thor.
No. That's attainable, man.
That's fucking attainable.
I'll back you in.
Well, I mean, yeah, don't put any money on it. Don't back me in.
Just, in fact, I won't.
No, don't back me in.
Retract my backing.
Don't back me in. Just agree that it is attainable.
Of course, it's anything's attainable if you apply yourself.
Yes.
Is it attainable for you? Realistically, probably not. Well, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
Jennifer Lawrence, my God. Bring us home with the crocodile thing, all right?
This is a great story, great Australian story. So, a
Get Joel Edgerton off the screen. It's distracting me.
So we're in Queensland, Cape York. A 60-year-old man was fishing on his property on the banks of a remote part of the MacIver River near Hopevale, which is near the top of Queensland. He saw a bull standing on part of the bank that he wanted to fish from, so he shooed the bull away. And as he was about to cast his line, a crocodile lunged out of the water, knocked him over, clamped his jaws around his boots and started dragging him down the bank. The guy grabbed a mangrove tree branch and held on, eventually lost strength and let go. Crocodile was continuing to pull him into the river. Then the guy got out his pocket knife, stabbed the crocodile in the head repeatedly, and it let go, and the guy scrambled up to the bank. He then drove himself to Cooktown Hospital, and then he was flown from there to Cairns.
With what injuries?
Bites on his leg, I would assume.
I don't understand why you're standing on a fucking riverbank. The crocs are in. Don't you reckon you just become, like, humans are so adaptable. I don't know if that's the right word, but, like, we become comfortable in uncomfortable situations very quickly. Or, like, we get used to them. So it's like, oh, yeah, there's fucking a global pandemic. And we're like, when it first hit, everyone's wigging the fuck out. And then eventually you go, okay, we can fucking live with this. Like, the idea of being in a, if I go, like, oh, yeah, there's crocodiles in that river, I'd be going, well, I'm not going fucking near it. If I live on that property my entire life, by the end of it, I'm probably fucking dipping a toe in every once in a while.
Yeah, I hear you. But crocs aren't to be fucked with.
No, they're not.
Crocs take souls.
Crocs and all crocs are dinosaurs, dude.
Dude, crocs are old as fuck. They know how to kill. They've been killing a long time.
That's all they do.
They've refined their ability. Think about this. If I'm, look how good we are at yarning after 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if we've been doing 400 million.
There you go. Now you've got an insight into how good the croc is at killing. Like, people jump in watering holes with crocs in them with signs saying crocs in these waters.
Yeah, dude.
And then people go disappearing and their wives are like, oh, he just went for a quick swim. It's like, yeah, your husband was a dead shit though. He might be dead and that's terrible.
That's sad. I feel sorry for you.
But
R.I.P.
he wasn't a big thinker.
No, he's a fucking idiot. And you reap what you sow.
You do. You made your bed, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You jumping in that fucking croc-infested water was you making your bed, and now you're lying in it.
You've got to fucking lie
in
that.
And if lying, it means lying in the stomach of a fucking fully grown fucking 6 meter croc.
Yeah. And you know what? That croc shouldn't be hunted down and put down.
No.
That
was, what's the croc done wrong?
Nothing. Croc's doing crocodile shit.
Like, if you put up signs that said humans around here, crocs don't eat them, I'm sure he'd obey.
Of course he would.
Well, those signs up there.
He knows where his fucking land is.
That's right.
It says in the article that the crocodile was attracted to that particular part of the water because the bull was there. And so the guy shooed away the bull, meaning that the crocodile was sitting there waiting for his prey, and this bloke just come up and said, piss off.
So the croc was coming for the bull.
That's why he was drawn to that part of the river, apparently.
Well, that makes sense.
So crocs can pull bulls into the water. Bulls are big.
I mean, he would have had a crack. Crocs will have a crack.
Well, that's what you know about crocs.
Crocs will have a crack.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Have a crack.
They'll have a crack. It may not happen for them, but but also, crocs can
imagine
get humongous. Can you
imagine
get,
seeing yourself getting dragged into the water by a crocodile?
Seeing a crocodile like on the other end of your foot, just shaking.
No one around. The mangrove tree you've just holding onto has failed.
Well, your hands are fucking slipping. You're like, if I let go of this tree, I'm croc poo. What's the biggest croc in Australia? If you give it to me in feet, I will throw you out of the building.
The longest bred in captivity, or the largest.
Nah, wild. Largest caught in the wild.
Nah, wild.
Fuck captivity, bro.
I was about to give it to you in feet.
Give it to me in feet as well.
Okay, 20 feet 3 inches, which is about 6.5 meters. And
6 meters, aren't you?
2,000 pounds, which is 907 kilos.
That's big boy shit. There are some crocodiles that you see caught, like, I don't know if it's around the world in Australia, but like the span of their back is like over a meter across. Like they're a meter thick. You getting some photos of big croc?
Yeah.
Some big thickies.
Dude, you hate seeing them killed, but I get it as well. I get it in certain situations.
Steve Irwin was a motherfucker for going toe-to-toe with these boys.
Yeah. To be called the crocodile hunter, like, you got to be a wild bit of gear. But have you seen as well, there's like...
Dude, look at the fucking size of those things.
Yeah. If you don't stand a chance if one of them grabs onto your boot. Unless
crocodiles are no joke.
No, bro. No. And they look how small they are when they start. Like their size they get up to.
Joke. Look at that.
Bro, this one. Did you see this video?
Is this a gator? Though. Yeah, that's
gators
a gator.
Gators are lame, dude. Crocodiles fucking shit all over gators.
Crocodiles absolutely fucking ravage gators. Gators still big, though.
Gators are big, but gators aren't crocs, dude.
No.
Crocs are not to be fucked with.
But yeah, I don't know exactly what it is, but there's like video footage of dudes like who swim in croc infested rivers. And it's like, if you don't act like prey, if you act like you're swimming around with them, they are like, they're pretty chill.
I wouldn't test it.
There's like,
what? So if you don't thrash about,
if you're like, so there's guys in there in the water swimming around like the bottom of the fucking river with them. And there's crocs like just sort of propped down there and. I don't know how big these bastards are, but I just know I've seen it.
Not for me, mate.
No, not for me.
That's either. Outrageous.
Anyway, look, I don't think we need to fucking get the video up. I think that's us.
That's us and that's the Crocs.
That's us, that's the Crocs.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Love yous all. Bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?